This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. As we do most Fridays, we talk to Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael is with me on the phone from Fort Smith. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning, this fine Friday morning before the storm hits.
Literally, there is a storm coming.
Right.
A kind of storm has already hit in Washington, D.C., and we are feeling effects slowly but surely throughout this region, maybe in small ways, but nonetheless, people are aware of the partial federal shutdown, aren't they?
They are, and it will, if it continues, those impacts will be more pronounced. I mean, we've already seen, the Arkansas National Guard essentially say, roughly 10,000 guardsmen will not be training. I mean, they've delayed training through October, so that'll have an effect. Just for a small example, the several hundred who would drill here in the Fort Smith area, not all of them are from here, so they come here, they may stay in hotel rooms, they're going to eat at restaurants and that kind of thing, so that won't happen. So you have a minor impact there. Interestingly enough, the University of Arkansas has received this $32 million grant to study teenagers who have disabilities and how to get them into the workforce. And I was talking to Brent Williams, who's going to administer that program for the university, and I was asking him some details about the program. And he said, well, I'd like to be able to answer that, but our contact person in D.C. with the Department of Education is on furlough.
Right. So,
so there's even some of those interesting impacts.
And it wasn't there a 60th anniversary celebration for the 188 that's been postponed?
Well, I believe so. We have not reported on that, but I caught a snippet of that, I think, on a Facebook feed.
Yeah. You have you reached some business leaders in this area and asked them some questions about the partial shutdown and had some interesting answers. They're on thecitywire.com.
Right, and it's as we talked before the interview, the responses we get, it's kind of, you wish these guys were in Congress because these are the adults in the room, so to speak. Jeff Amerine, who's the technology licensing officer there at the University of Arkansas, had a great, the first question was, do you believe the shutdown will have a negative impact? If so, in what areas? And, he talks about, if it's a long-term deal, yes, it'll definitely hurt, and definitely hurt the startup venture community in Arkansas, and he ends with, let's hope cooler heads prevail soon. And then we have Gary Head, Signature CEO of Signature Bank there. He had, his point is, Northwest Arkansas is well positioned to avoid any impacts, although he did say, as a bank president, the cost of Obamacare scares him more than a shutdown. So there are some various answers from the head of the home builders in Fort Smith to Sam Seacard, who's president and CEO of First Bank Corp, which owns Bank of Rogers and First National Bank of Fort Smith. So it's an interesting cross-section with some interesting answers. I think the most succinct answer we received was from Dan Sankery, CEO of KSAC there in Northwest Arkansas. And we asked, who do you blame the most for the shutdown? And his two-word response was, the system. And so, that's pretty all-encompassing.
Speaking of banks, you were just a moment ago, Arvest, Arkansas-based bank, has grown a little bit, or will grow.
Will grow, and it's a continuation. This year has been interesting. Kim Susan and I were talking about this. Just, we've seen bank acquisitions before, but this year there have been four or five now. I'm not sure the exact number. I guess we've had so many I can't keep up. But Arvest has bought North Little Rock-based National Bank of Arkansas. Not a large bank. I think they had assets of around 187 million, deposits of 160 million. But it certainly boosts Arvest presence, especially in Central Arkansas. Gives them more market share there in terms of deposits. But what we've seen through the year so far, you've had Conway-based Home Bank shares purchase Liberty Bank. That was a $280 million deal. Simmons was the low bidder, or the high bidder, I should say, for Metropolitan National Bank. Chambers earlier this year purchased Decatur State Bank. First Federal over in Harrison has purchased First National Bank of Hot Springs and Heritage Bank of Jonesboro. That was about a $125 million deal. So I mean, just bam, bam, bam this year. There have been bank and bank consolidations. And, you know, we've had bank industry experts tell us this is what's going to happen. A lot of it's a function of Dodd-Frank, you know, the increased regulatory burden, increased financial cost to run a bank. Some of the smaller banks, they're not going to be able to make it, so they're more open to being purchased by some of the larger regional banks like Arvest and Home Bancshares. So don't. I doubt this is going to be the last of it that we'll see in the next 12 months.
Well, we are anticipating an announcement Monday morning, late Monday morning in Rogers. Governor Beebe and some Walmart officials are going to be on hand in Rogers to make a jobs announcement. What do you know about that?
Well, it's been pending for some time, you know, and it's hard for us journalists have been in this business a while. It's hard for us to not be cynical. You know, when Walmart announced earlier this year, I think it was in January, that they were going to conduct this push to bring more manufacturers back to the U.S. It's the onshoring is the term for it. You know, they talked about how they were going to make it happen, and then, you know, you had Governor Beebe who said they were working with them. They had some prospects, and then we had this Walmart, the manufacturing summit in August, which was held in Florida, and Beebe came back from that and said, do we have some, you know, some live wires? And so you just kind of say, yeah, whatever. Well, it looks like it's going to happen. Monday, Governor Beebe will be in Rogers. Bill Simon, president and CEO of Walmart U.S., will be there to announce manufacturer. It may not be a lot of jobs. Grant Tenniel, the head of the AEDC, gave us a little bit of a tease earlier in September about some manufacturing companies. And what I took away from that is this will be a company that does a lot of high-volume work. It's a plastics extrusion-type company. And who knows what they make for Walmart, but they do a lot of whatever they do a lot. And it's something that Grant said that they'll eventually, hopefully they'll phase it in, because it's, if you have a facility in Mexico or China or whatever, you can't just shut that down and build something else. You have to keep that supply chain, especially if you're dealing with Walmart, you have to keep that supply chain secure. So hopefully this will be one of those things that as they get, and with other companies that come to Arkansas, if they get established and start building up, then they can slowly phase more of their operations away from, you know, overseas and back to the United States and ideally Arkansas.
Well, whatever the announcement is, we should know more in about 72 hours.
Right. Yep. And hopefully we'll know more about the Razorbacks' SEC hopes in within 48 hours, I guess.
Any predictions?
I'd love for this to be an upset. And based on how they – if they play – like they did against Texas A&M, man, an upset's not out of the question.
Of course, it's on the road, and that's always different, right?
Yeah, well, especially in the swamp. I mean, gosh, Florida on the road, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that Arkansas wins by 4 points.
There you go.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, sports, and much more for the entire region. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Have a great weekend.